The Inaccuracy of Human Testing When Evaluating Pool Cue Deflection by Brian Mitchell of FX Billiards. Pool cues are a crucial part of the game of pool, and deflection, how much the cue ball deviates from the intended path due to the cue's impact, is a significant factor that affects your performance as a player. There have been a couple of videos published on YouTube where the YouTuber tries to test the deflection of different pool cues by shooting over and over again with various cues and measuring the outcomes. I think they truly believe this to be a good measurement of deflection. However, this method has several inherent flaws that can lead to inaccurate results, making this type of testing, at the minimum, questionable. Skilled players understand that most players simply do not have the ability to repeat a shot even two times in a row, yet over and over again at the same speed and same contact point throughout an entire video. This is especially true with some of our demonstrators. Human error. The most significant reason why human testing isn't an ideal way to measure cue deflection is the element of human error. No matter how experienced or consistent a player may be, it is virtually impossible for a human to replicate the exact same shot, with the same force and spin every single time. Slight variations in stroke, grip, stance, or even mood can influence the outcome and compromise the results. Inconsistent conditions. Another issue with human testing is the inability to maintain consistent conditions. Factors such as table conditions, ball cleanliness, and even room temperature can affect how a cue interacts with a ball. Unless these factors are tightly controlled, which is almost impossible in most environments, they can introduce more variables into your results. Fatigue. Shooting repeatedly with different cues while recording a video can also lead to fatigue, which can compromise a player's consistency and accuracy over even a short time. This could result in skewed data, particularly for cues tested later in the session when the player might be tired. Subjectivity. Finally, human testing can be influenced by personal bias and perception. Players may unconsciously favor a particular brand or type of cue, which can affect their judgment and the objectivity of their results. Also, what one person perceives as a small deflection might feel like a large one to another player, introducing subjectivity into the results or causing a player to hit the ball differently. My wife is going to win every cooking contest that I judge. Unless I don't know which dish was the one she cooked. This is also why orchestras hold auditions with the candidate behind a curtain. An alternative approach. A more accurate way to test pool cue deflection is to use a mechanical device designed for this purpose, eliminating human error and providing more reliable and consistent results. And even though someone may talk and look like a robot, I can say with great confidence that they are not robots. In conclusion, while it might be tempting to try and test the deflection of different pool cues yourself, it's important to remember that this method comes with several significant drawbacks. And be careful about making large financial decisions based on someone's flawed analysis.